Hey, time series analytics is like a crystal ball by which you can see past and you can see the future. And doing it right is very critical for your businesses. Time series insight is an effort to democratize time series analytics by making it incredibly simple and accessible to everyone. Hi, I am OP Ravi, a program manager in Big Data Group, leading time series insight analytics effort. Today, I'm going to walk you through how you can use time series insight APIs to build your custom solutions. In the agenda, we'll cover what is time series insight, then we'll talk about the importance of APIs with some real customer example, and conclude with Hello World demos and resources for you to refer later. My goal is, by end of this session, you will learn how easy it is to start with time series insight APIs. So let's begin. So what is time series insight? Time Series Insight is a fully managed cloud service for time series analytics, where you can explore and discover insights in seconds. It is a complete platform which comes with a storage, indexing, and the visualization layer out of the box. Moreover, it comes with APIs to build your custom solutions. In this session, we'll focus more on APIs. So why APIs are important? APIs are not new at all, but need to integrate multiple systems, becoming more important now to provide a seamless experience to your customers. Because I don't want my customer to toggle or move from app to app and to complete a scenario. By APIs, partner can take control and build the business-specific solutions instead of relying on the generic solutions. You can use platform effectively and scale up and down as you need it. You don't need to procure the hardware in advance. If you need to provision hundreds of environments manually, you can create with APIs really in in minutes. And even you can provision other Azure services to leverage the Azure ecosystem to complete your scenarios. There are many customers and partners are already using APIs to leverage Time Series Insight platform. Steelcase is working on many smart building solutions. Workplace Advisor is to measure and improve the effectiveness of the workplaces. It is built on Time Series Insight APIs and other Azure services. Time Series Insight APIs allow them to retrieve and aggregate result from the billions of event in near real time, which was not easy for them earlier. Azure Connected Factory is another great example, where you can create a end-to-end working connected factory solution for your dashboard and monitoring. It also uses Time Series Insight APIs to store and visualize the data. So how many APIs Time Series Insight exposes? Time Series Insights exposes management APIs to manage all the Azure resources like Time Series Insight Environment, Event Hub, IoT Hub, and we use ARM template for that, and which I will cover in my demo. Query APIs to retrieve all the data, where you can do the custom calculation also if needed. And finally, we also expose reference data to create, update, and delete reference data. Now, I would like to switch over to a demo where I will show you how easy it is to get started with Time Series Insight API. To complete the setup, it needs only three simple steps. First, connect your devices or the data sources to IoT Hub or Event Hub. Second, provision your Time Series Insight environment. Third and final step, retrieve and enjoy and play with your data. I will start with creating a new environment and adding an event source via ARM APIs. Hey, as I mentioned, we are going to use ARM template to provision Time Series Insight environment. And here is an example of ARM template, where I have defined all the properties and all the Azure resources which I want to create in this template. You can pass all the parameters with the actual names and the SKU units, whatever you need to create in the Time Series Insight environment. Once your ARM template is ready, you can execute simple ARM command to create those environments. And this is the command which I already pasted here. I'm going to use sample tenant deployment resource group, where I'm going to provision all these environments. So just to want to ensure you that it has nothing right now. So let me execute this command and see how fast I can create the time series inside environment. So here I executed the command. If I go back to Azure portal and simply refresh, here you go. So my already environment has been created in less than 5 seconds. So that's the speed and the easiness which I was talking earlier. So now my environment is ready. I want to show you how easy it is to use Query API to retrieve the data. For that, I'm going to use a sample code which we already published in our documentation. So if you go to Time Series Insight Documentation, Overview, and Develop, here is the C# code to run the Query APIs. So I used this code and created a console app in Visual Studio, where I have just changed the number of events that, hey, I want, instead of 10, I want 100 records. And here is the APIs call, which is going to call the Time Series Insight environment and retrieve the data. So let's see. So now this is a simple console app. Here you go. So this is the environment ID which is got it, and I already got the top 100 record from this Insight and Time Series Insight environment. So it also shows the total count of environment, because that's also part of my code. So 31 million events which we retrieve in kind of really, really fast. So last part which I want to show you is you can do the web development also with our APIs. For that, I have the JavaScript code in the HTML. Here is the example, the smallest example, which we are going to publish soon. It's an ADL, Adult JS, which we are using for the security authentication and authorization. And the second part is where we are using our aggregate APIs to retrieve the data. And I have hosted this file into one of my on my laptop as a one of the website. And if you notice, I have pointed the same HTML file as the default file, the physical path for this site. To browse this site, if I simply go to this browser and log in for my credential, which I mentioned, going to use the Adal.js, and now I already got the data. So it got my login credential, and it's already got the data. So you can see how fast it is to get the data from Time Series Insight via HTML or via C# code. So you see in this demo how I use the ARM template to create the environment. Then I showed you the C# code for a simple development. And I also showed you the JavaScript for the web app development. In this session, you see how easy it is to get started with Time Series Insight APIs. In the demo, we covered the environment provisioning via ARM template, adding event sources and APIs. We also covered the query APIs via C# and the JavaScript code. Most of the documentation, supporting documentation, is already published, and the remaining is coming soon. Please try and feel free to contact TSI PM team for any question. Here are some more resources for your reference. Please note, we have a free demo environment which doesn't need any provisioning or any payment. You can start play with that today. Please use these resources and feel free to contact us. Thanks again, and happy coding with Time Series Insight APIs. Thank you.